This week, you've heard how frustrations with China's COVID zero policy boiled over to the streets, with demonstrations held across multiple provinces. The rare sights of protests stretched the country's censorship to its limits. But could it have swayed public policy? The country's vice premier announced China is now facing a new situation and restrictions could be partially lifted. James Eredi is a China-focused correspondent at the Wall Street Journal and joins us now from New York. James, thanks for your time.
Hello.
What is this new situation that the country is facing and what restrictions will be potentially rolled back?
Well, obviously, the new situation is a concern about how COVID zero in China is spilling over to some popular revolt in many cities. So we are seeing noises, machinations, a little messaging changes that suggest that Beijing is willing to be a little bit easier on some of those harsh restrictions we've seen in over the past few years.
That's quite significant, isn't it, given this shift that we're observing is happening at the same time as the protest movement?
That's right. It would be highly significant for China itself, because if they were able to move away from the zero COVID policies, that would free up all sorts of business activity and personal movement of people in ways that the country just hasn't seen in a while. But I also think we're a little bit, that's a little bit far in the future. But it would also be significant if these changes were the result of people going out in the streets and protesting the way that we've seen, that we saw last weekend. The angry protests and the clear characterization of zero COVID is something that people will not tolerate to the point of even calling for the resignation of Xi Jinping, the country's leader.
So what is the current rate of infection in China?
The current rate of infection would be very low from the standard of any Western country. But so is the level of vaccination quite a concern, because China has in some ways dodged the bullet until now on COVID, even though we know that it was first spotted in central China in Wuhan back in early 2020 or even late 2019. But because of the closed borders, it has not spread into the country until very recently. And we have now seen a number of cases build and build in some cities. And that is testing the limits of this policy, zero COVID, which seemed to work very well when there were not, big outbreaks like we've seen in other countries.
Why are we seeing this shift in direction from Chinese leadership? Is it due, you think, to the public protests, or is it also a shift that was on the cards? What do we know?
There are a lot of things coming together at the same time. One is the political cycle. We've just seen Xi Jinping retain power at a party congress that has recently concluded. We've also seen a very steep drop-off in business activity in China. We've seen increases in youth unemployment. Close to a fifth of young people are unemployed in China. And now we've seen these protests, which are just unheard of in the way that they unfolded. Protests themselves aren't so unusual in China. There are many, but it's very rare to see people protesting in multiple cities over exactly the same thing instead of something localized. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what might be prompting Beijing to ease up on some of these policies. But there are a lot of things that have come together at the same time.
Part of the reasoning behind the strict lockdowns is the pressure it would apply to the country's hospital system. Can it sustain an increase in cases and hospitalizations if these rules are now eased?
You know, there are some numbers out there that we could see more than a million people, more than 2 million people. I don't know about dead from COVID, but certainly, you know, very big effects if the virus were to spread very quickly in the country because of the low vaccination rate in the country. China has not allowed the mRNA vaccines, which much of the Western world has used, they have not allowed those to be given. And because the country was for so long sort of cut off from COVID, many people just did not get vaccinated. And oddly, especially the elderly people didn't get vaccinated. And so one of the changes that we're seeing announced in the past day or so is more fundamental plans to get vaccinations going again, especially with the elderly people. For instance, they would like to see that people who are 80 years or above, by the end of January, they say 80% of those people will have had a shot from around 77%. And there are also similar numbers for booster shots, which they are trying to institute.
Most of the world is now living with COVID. Do you think China will get to that point? And what sort of time frame is it likely to happen in?
You know, a lot of this has been governed by the political timetable, and the political season continues until probably about March next year. And there are a lot of personnel that have to go into place in the government. And outside analysts have long said that the easing significantly won't happen until after that period. So probably like the April through the middle of next year period. Now, the question is what we've seen in the past day or two and the impact of those protests is whether this timetable will be speeded up. But of course, you know, we're looking at the winter in China, and the winter is when a virus like this will spread. So is that really the opportune time for them to be stepping back when the vaccination rate is relatively low?
James, thank you for your time this morning.
Sure thing.
James Eredi is a China-focused correspondent at The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Me again, podcasters. I hope you're enjoying our coverage of international affairs on RN Brekkie. And if you're looking for more stories that put world events into context, then look for Between the Lines on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.